This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
When you return a defective product to the store, do you often want your money back or a replacement with a newer product? Let's talk. Good morning.
A message here says, morning team. For me, I look at this in a sense that everyone out there is running a business and ideally all want to make a living. So if a product is not as of a state that I expect it to be, I think it's only fair that I request for another one that we will both agree is of a satisfactory status. Otherwise, if not, then they can always refund me, but priority is replacement. So nobody loses out from this whole thing. This is from Masabi Ra out in Ellis Raz, 100.9 megahertz. Dango, as that message is sent. There is also another text that is sent. This one says, morning, good people. As for me, I want my money back. Plus, yeah, transport. I can't be using my petrol to transport your goods for free. You know, a friend of mine once told me a story of how he had bought something and he was not satisfied with it. It's from a hardware. He called the hardware and he told them, this is what's going on. Your product, I'm at home. I got home and I opened the package. This is what's going on.
This is something that I never expected.
Yes, something is wrong with it. Isn't it? But, oh, okay, no problem. Bring it in store and then we will see what to do. And then he said, if I bring it in store, are you going to compensate me for my petrol? Because I've left. I'm at home right now. Then they said, then send the hail barking transporting for it
make
to
an
come.
Arrangement, yeah.
I will put the I'll give this package to the guy in the car. They'll and then you'll replace it. That car must come back to my house and bring it. And he stood the ground. For me, I was like, really? He stood his ground.
And that's another element.
Yeah.
That we need to factor in as well.
So I'm just reminded by, he just said this message is unsigned by this person who says, I want to be compensated for the petrol that I get to use.
All right. So the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud has recorded a record number of complaints in the past financial year, but said too many consumers are still being left without redress. That's the issue that we're talking about. Quinn Munyai, CEO of the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud, joins us right now.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Paul and Joe. Thank you for having me. I'm doing very well this morning. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining us. For this conversation, the CGSO received more than 15,000 complaints this past financial year. And the report says a 26% increase. What is driving this surge? And what does it tell us about the consumer experience in South Africa?
So in the previous financial year, we have seen an increase, as you've indicated. So last year, we have enhanced our accessibility. We've opened 4 satellite offices in Limpopo at the University of Venda, University of Limpopo, and 2 campuses of the Eastern Cape University of Fort Hare. So we've also went on a drive or digital campaigns. So we think that has yielded these results that we are seeing because more consumers are now aware of their rights and they are now demanding it when they go to the service stations or the service providers. We've also hired educators that are constantly on the road, giving in malls, in Mishate. We are meeting people where they are, Namisanda, everywhere where people are. We are making sure that we are present, making sure that the consumers are aware of their rights and they're starting to demand it. So it does tell us that, though, most of the suppliers in South Africa are not yet aware of the Consumer Protection Act. They are not applying it or they're just ignorant.
If you look at it, 18% of complaints eligible for adjudication were closed because suppliers failed to cooperate. Why are businesses able to ignore consumer complaints, and what can consumers do if this happens?
Okay, so as I've already indicated, some of them are ignorant or they are claiming ignorance that they don't know about the code. Although we are operating under a code which is mandatory in South Africa, all suppliers of goods and services in South Africa are required to sign up with the Office of the Ombud and be members. That does two things. It makes it easy when the complaint comes to our office, it's easy for us to reach the supplier, and then we're able to facilitate redress much quicker. But it also helps suppliers to know what are they required to do in terms of the Consumer Protection Act, which is currently not happening as others are not signing up. So that is a challenge. When that happens, if a consumer encounters a challenge where a supplier is not able to assist, they are required to approach our office. In fact, they must go to the supplier. I had Mpo talking about it initially, that you need to first start at the supplier. If the supplier is not giving you a satisfactory response, that's when you escalate to the Ombud so that we can mediate that complaint in terms of the Consumer Protection Act.
Mm. And then when it comes to online shopping, we understand that it makes up to 26% of the top 10 complained sectors. I mean, what is the most common problems that consumers face when shopping online, and how can they protect themselves?
We are seeing that the most complaints online, consumers are complaining about defective goods or goods that become defective within the first 6 months, which is against the implied warranty in terms of the Consumer Protection Act. So it does talk about quality of goods. Sometimes people they advertise goods to look a certain way, but when the actual product arrives, it's not looking the same way. So those are the type of complaints we're seeing, whether it's not as per order or it's becoming defective within 6 months, which the Consumer Protection Act allows that the consumer can return goods if they get defective within 6 months and claim either a refund, a replacement, or a repair. So most of the suppliers don't know that, and they're not offering that to the consumers. Even consumers, when they are claiming that, they are not being offered that as a redress. We are also seeing contracts cancellations where the Consumer Protection Act allows that consumers can cancel the contract before the end date with a penalty, of course. So suppliers are charging ridiculous amount of cancellation penalties, which makes them unhappy, and then they approach our offices. Also, it's delivery. Products are not arriving on time, if they arrive at all. So those are the challenges that we are seeing that consumers are experiencing when coming to e-commerce.
All right. So you are currently working with government, as a CGSO, to strengthen consumer protection legislation. Let's look at some of the changes that are being proposed, particularly to hold non-cooperating businesses accountable.
Yeah, we are seeing that sometimes, especially with the suppliers that are offshore, or they are not in South Africa, but they are selling or they are accessible in South Africa. Currently, we are seeing some gaps on the legislation on the CPA or Electronic Communication Transaction Act, where we are now proposing that it must be difficult. All the suppliers that are selling in South Africa, one, they must make sure that they appoint a local representative, or they must have a point of contact in the country to make it easy for consumers to interact. Because if we are talking to people that are outside of South Africa, sometimes we have time differences where when we call, nobody's picking up on the other side. When we send emails, nobody is responding. So there is a gap there that we are proposing those changes. Amongst others, also, we are also wanting to hold the third-party marketplace providers accountable. Because most of the providers, you will be aware, Jones, that there are other platforms where you have different people selling on one platform. So when things go wrong, your consumers get sent from pillar to post. So we are trying to tighten those requirements in terms of the e-commerce suppliers. which we want to align with other countries, which we are seeing that they are already setting precedents by making it difficult to pass the buck when there's a problem. So those are the things, amongst other things. There is a paper which is on our website, which we have published in March, along with the NCC and the DTIC. It details more on that paper.
So we'll leave it here. This has been so insightful and very helpful. Thank you so much for talking to us. Appreciate your time. That's the CEO at the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud, Queen Munyai.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.